and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, step right up. Behind this curtain lies a ghastly concoction of delight, horror, fantasy, and terror. Your every wish is our command, your every whimsical desire brought to life. But I'm warning you, there's always a price. Welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Okay, everybody, welcome to the special edition of the Curt and Jeff Show. this is a special intervention podcast for Jeff. He got in trouble over the weekend.
Fuck you, asshole. That's all I'm going to fucking say.
He didn't check in with his old lady, got her mad. So, let me ask you something. She ever beat you? She ever hit you or anything? I mean, it's okay, look. This is all airwaves? Just shake your head. She'll never know. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Does the laughter give you the answer? I'm not a silent victim.
You sure, man?
I'm sure. That was the second wife. I just want to eat my lunch in peace, you bastard. I knew I should have went to my fucking car. I fucking knew it.
No, I agree with you.
There was intervention. Fuck you.
Well, you know, we could help you out some, you know. If she bullies you, you know, bullying is bad.
Don't make me choke on my beefaroni, you motherfucker. I will haunt your ass. You don't get any of my ashes. Fuck her.
Yeah, we went and saw Annabelle. What did you think of the movie?
I liked the movie.
I thought it was okay, but I thought it was more of a... To me, it was like a Child's Play ripoff. I mean, there's so much to it. You know, she killed herself, and then the doll transferred her soul into the doll.
But Child's Play is fiction. This is supposed to be based off of the actual doll and what happened. Therefore, Child's Play would be a ripoff of their story before it ever became a screenplay. I like the way that they made the doll haunted, but they didn't make it fucking move around and shit like that.
Right. I mean, the one part where it stood up, that was a demon behind it.
Right.
That was raising it.
That was fucking cool.
That was cool. I like that. But, I mean, I pretty much predicted the whole movie all the way through. There's nothing, you know, new in it. I like the other one
better. Well, no, you can read the history on it.
I mean, I never did, but I'm lazy.
True. You what?
I said, I like The Conjuring better than I did this one. I liked with the Warrens and all that, and I thought there was a little bit better story. This predates the Warrens.
True. Well, it leads up to the Warrens.
Right.
Where The Conjuring ends, where they're getting ready to go deal with the doll, and this starts out just before they deal with the doll, and then does, like, the flashback history thing.
Yeah, I just think they fictionized it way too much. Because, I mean, the doll disappearing and stuff like that, especially when that black chick jumped out the window.
Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm like, the doll ain't going to disappear. They're not going to get it back, especially if the lady's holding it when she cut her throat. That's something the police probably would have kept as evidence. You know? Mm. I just don't buy a lot of that. I mean, it could have been in the room.
The original doll was a Raggedy Ann doll. It wasn't the creepy looking one they put in the movie.
Right.
But it's kind of hard to take a Raggedy Ann doll being possessed kind of serious on the screen.
True.
That was fucked up though when she thought she was beating the doll and then it showed up.
The baby. I knew that as soon as we started beating the doll. I was like, oh, it's got to be the baby.
And I'm like, oh, that's fucked up.
That was
turned
cool.
up being another doll.
Yeah.
That was just, fucked her.
They should have left her with the guy. They should have had her kill the baby then. That would have been so much cooler.
You're a sick fuck.
I told you, as soon as we got out, fucking little doll was trying to get the soul of the baby. Kill the baby. Take it out of the equation. You don't have to worry about it. Problem solved. Yeah, it's a good movie. Good to pick it up and, you know, rent it maybe. Don't go see it in the theater.
Well.
Worth a rental.
Ooh, but we went to matinee.
Matinee, so it wasn't bad. $5.50.
It was only $5.50. I was surprised it was that cheap.
Yeah, me too. I was expecting $8 or $9.
Well, we got fucking spoiled to 3D movies. We were paying that for the matinee.
Next one will probably be Ouija.
That looks like a
good one, yeah. That chick's hot. I fucking jerked off to her in Bates Motel I don't know how many times.
You're interrupting my beefaroni, Kurt.
Speaking of that, the kid was watching The Dark Crystal. That fucking the female Muppet in there, she was hot too. She was right there with Ariel. They had about, 50% of the time, yeah.
You all make me fucking choke, you bastard.
Well, you ain't never jerked off to a Muppet?
No.
You ever jerk off with a Muppet on your hand?
No. Deep throat a sock puppet.
Hell yeah!
Oh, wow. What's fucked up is I'm the sane one here.
Yeah, and then now you got your daddy over here.
Fuck you, Carl Ford.
I told you this morning, I saw him ever since this morning, as soon as we got in there, he's walking over, peeking around the corner at him, and he's standing there watching him, and as soon as he sees me looking at him, he'll walk out. So I mentioned it to Jeff, I was like, your daddy's watching you over there, every time he sees me, he leaves. And sure enough, as soon as he got done with that order, he walked up there and wrote him one note.
It's like a pedophile in a fucking park.
Mm-hmm. And then,
write me a note.
He goes to the bathroom. Jeff goes to the bathroom. He goes up there and writes him a note with all the how long it should take him to cut the parts and assemble and cut them open.
What time it should be done.
I saw one of them that said 4 minutes after 10 and he had it down to the minute.
That's when I was supposed to be done cutting, but hey, then I waited. I had to poop.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? It wasn't done.
Like I said, about 9:30 I went and jerked off. I mean, I did. One of them good ones, too, where you know, once you get cum, you just don't want nobody to touch you afterwards. Just leave me alone.
Don't touch me, I'm sensitive. Quit touching that tickles. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I saw him write that note down there. I saw him when you're in the bathroom. I was sitting there watching him. He's writing, like, it looked like he was writing a whole page. I was doing calculations.
He did. He wrote everything out.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me his math.
Mm-hmm. I saw him sitting at the table doing it. So I walked down. As soon as he left the area, I walked down there to read the note because I knew it was notes sitting there.
You nosy bastard.
And then I stood there and waited because I knew he was going to come back. I was like, if he snatches him up, I at least want to get a punch in. Nail him in the kidney or something before you kill him.
Boy, if I snatch that motherfucker up. He ain't coming out of the hospital before the end of the year, the end of the year, if he comes out at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put him in traction in one fucking hit.
Yeah, like that's what you should show.
Carl's got cancer, but cancer is no reason to be a dick.
Right.
So he probably weighs, 107 pounds?
117, I think is what he said last year. 107, maybe? Yeah, might be right on that one.
I really could pick that fucker up with one arm.
Uh-huh. Like I said, that's something you don't want to show Alan, that note. Maybe even show him that picture I took Friday. So, this is what he did all last week. He stood there and watched me. And then I get this note today. So that's what
he does. Well, that's buried in my news feed. You'll have to show him the picture. Good Kurt. Kurt's got the fucking picture. He's been doing this for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, since I bitched at you that I was going to quit because he was driving me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Nitpicking.
Yeah,
you, Carl.
He can be annoying. Like I said, normally I would be right along with him because it's just annoying the shit out of you and it's fun to do that. But no, if he starts doing that shit to you, then he'll start doing it to me. So, hell no.
Now it's time to intervene.
Uh-huh. Before he starts on me.
Well, the one note, I talked to him last week about the order and he wanted me to use the fucking scrap for the order. So I'm like, fine. Plus, I have a wrote-out note. Says, use a scrap for the next order. I dropped that in the fucking order. Mm-hmm. So I talked to him, I had a fucking note, and then the motherfucker comes back there and asks me if I fucking figured out the scrap into it. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he starts to write on his pad. I said, yeah, I'm going to cut that too, which stole the wind out of his fucking sails there.
Yeah, I got him that one day. But he came over there, and I just got done doing all the foam, and I was doing the wood parts all the time. I'm sitting there counting the parts out. And he's like, you need to do the wood next. I'm like, I'm counting, I'm putting them in a box right now doing it. Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to piss on his grave. I'm fucking serious if you're listening.
Oh, you know he is. I'm going to
piss on his fucking grave.
Like I said, Facebook socks us. Wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, it's time to give him some special status updates then. Carl wasn't looking good today at work. Maybe today's the day he finally croaks.
I'll camcord it.
What, him croaking?
Mm-hmm.
He won't do it here at work. He's going to be like a cat and go off somewhere by himself and die. Which kind of takes the thunder out of, I hope you die alone. But, you know.
Ha! 928 subscribers. He just showed me a picture on Facebook of a shirt.
It says, keep calm and let Gawker handle it. That's for unique t-shirts. I didn't even like their fucking post, but my name's on there. Yeah, better than a like. I might have to fucking order that. That's cool. And on the back, I have to say, fuck you, Carl. Here's a picture of Bill Cosby. It says, females nowadays can roll a blunt, but don't know how to season chicken. Ain't that the fucking truth?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, I unloaded what I needed to say.
Uh-huh. Well, we can talk about the Brenda thing, too.
Well, what about the Brenda thing?
We're going to go over to her house on Halloween night.
Hey, I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you're in the doghouse.
Doghouse or not, I wouldn't go.
She wants us all to dress up in costume and come with scary stories and all this stuff. I am not dressing up.
And what the fuck? It's your Halloween party. You come up with the stories. Don't make people fucking come and do it. These motherfuckers can't tell decent stories. Only me and Kurt can.
We do the podcast. We come up with good ones.
We can do it. We can tell funny life stories, scary stories, whatever. Most of these other fuckers ain't got that talent. There'll be like there was a ghost and boo. Yeah, see, that was fucking funny. Oh man.
Yep, it's fun. When does that Ouija board movie come out?
Comes out the 25th. The week before Halloween. And then the week of Halloween, Nightmare Before Christmas is getting a re-release also. If they pop that up in 3D, I'm fucking there.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll have to see.
We got to go over to Barbara's too. Halloween, the day after Halloween, that Saturday.
Yes, we'll be going to Barbara the Grey Witch's house.
We will not be recording, so you won't get any updates from that. We'll talk about it when we're done.
For a party and The Conjuring. Mm-hmm. But and that one should be pretty fun.
Mm-hmm. Have to do a lot of cooking. Both of them's carry in.
Oh, they got a director for Doctor Strange, and they're going to start work on the Disney lot.
Cool. That Joseph Gordon-Levitt still going to be Doctor Strange?
They don't have anybody cast as Doctor Strange. It says, it looks like pre-production work is underway for Marvel's Doctor Strange. Who do you think should play Doctor Strange? And there's 478 comments, probably 400 of which would be dumbass, stupid fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor Strange sucks. They should do whatever.
Well, see, I would have said the same thing, but I didn't think Guardians of the Galaxy would be that good, but I loved it.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't a great, great move, but it was for a Marvel movie, it was good.
It's actually in the top five of all time now, as far as money goes. For a single movie.
Mm-hmm.
May have passed the $600 million mark over the weekend.
Well, they got the Last Hobbit coming out in November, don't they? December?
December.
I have to check that out, too.
There I am in the corner.
Oh, you're a fat little chunky kid even then. You look glasses and shit.
You're going to die alone, too, you motherfucker. Yes, I used to wear the fucking PC glasses. Little black horn rims. Hated them.
Now you wear them all the time out here.
No, these are the black horn rims, like the Vietnam vets used to wear.
Oh.
I think they're... I would have started wearing wire rims, which was like fifth grade. After those
chocolate milk.
After those got knocked off my face, and you see that.
You have a big little Scooby-Doo lunchbox next to you. Set it on the table.
I got a Scooby-Doo in my back seat. There you go. Can I have to pose? Scooby-Doo, my talking back. I got my talking back and my Scooby-Doo. I'm happy. I'm not. I'm pissed off, but, you know.
Like I said, I think once you mention the thing to Alan, show him the note and stuff, I think he'll knock that shit off.
You know you're lowering your expectations as a parent when you no longer want to raise a president, but just someone who flushes the toilet. Is that true, Kurt?
Uh-huh. Chris used to do that all the time. Used to flush. Go in there and be fucking toilet full of shit.
There's a turd floating at the top.
I got to the point where every time I'd shit, I'd take a picture of it and send it to her.
This is my daughter's poop. I never had that issue with mine.
Well, we had the toilet that didn't want to flush, you know, if you use too much toilet paper and stuff, and she'd always use too much. I mean, she got a fat ass, so it's got a lot of toilet paper to wipe.
Nice. That's a cool t-shirt.
Oh, it is.
It's got all the Universal Monsters crossing the street like the Beatles album.
Well, you said they're supposed to be redoing all the Universal Monster movies.
Yes, they officially announced they are doing that.
I don't know. I don't know how well that'll go over. I mean, they're great in the 30s and stuff. I don't know how you can really update them. You know, the whole Frankenstein and stuff. I mean, they did it with that Mary Shelley Frankenstein and all that stuff and the Dracula. I mean, once you start really updating the stuff.
I mean, like this one, the movie coming out, Dracula Unborn, they said that's the official kickoff of the reboots of the classic Universal Monster movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're planning on doing all the rest of them. So, you know, this one's going to be slapped with a PG-13, I think, so it's going to be a little scarier than the old one was. I don't know, we'll just have to see how they do it.
I'll check out probably the first one. It's supposed to be all me in the same universe, so I'm sure there'll be a big crossover at the end.
Yeah, it's all supposed to take place in the same. Wouldn't be surprised if it crosses over with Frankenstein. They end it with Frankenstein somehow or another.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, what did they do? They did Dracula, the Mummy. I think it was Frankenstein, then the Creature was the last one.
No, it was Dracula, then Frankenstein, then the Mummy, then the Wolfman, then Creature of the Black Lagoon was the last one. Because I've downloaded all of them on my computer.
I did that over the weekend.
It's got the date on each one of them. Like, Dracula was 1932. Might have been 29. And Frankenstein was right after that. Was like 1932.
Yeah, I went through over the weekend and I downloaded all the Marvel movies. Went all the way back to like Howard the Duck, the original stuff. All the Captain America TV show movies. And I did all Marvel.
You had the Captain America ones.
Yeah.
Because you gave them to me.
Yeah, but I downloaded them so I had them on the computer.
Man, I was when you gave those to me, I was watching all those and kind of fast forward. Those were really bad.
Uh-huh. The theatrical one wasn't too bad from 89, I believe it was. That was okay.
The one from, none of them were theatrical. The one from 89 was a direct-to-DVD.
Well, no, it was limited. It was limited theatrical. That's what it was made for.
Well, it wasn't around here.
Yeah, no, it wasn't around here.
It was straight to video.
And then the Corman one was never released, the Fantastic Four one.
Which is a good thing.
It wasn't bad. I mean, I didn't mind it. I mean, if they would have did a little bit more of the special effects, it would have been fine. But the glove on a broomstick was kind of out there, and when he... the Human Torch flame on, it turns into a cartoon.
Yeah.
Those are the fun ones. I love watching those.
That's just... Man, I collect Godzilla, and that was just too cheesy for me. And the thing is like a retarded fucking mutant ninja turtle. That was just weird.
I started watching that Transformers, the new one, last night. I got about halfway through it so far.
Which one?
With Marky Mark in it.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
His daughter's kind of hot in it.
Hey, she's of age.
Mm-hmm. You know what they say, man. This is grass on the field. Play ball. Not flip them over. Go play in the mud.
I got nothing.
Well,
nothing.
We'll go ahead and end it on that note then. We'll do another one later on in the week sometime. Like I said, I want to get a few more of these up. When you got to have one for October again. We're one short for October. So. This will probably fill that spot. Have fun, everybody. It's the Kurt and Jeff Show. I'm Kurt.
I'm Jeff.
See you later.
Fuck you, Carl. Getting high, I'm playing a game where no one's supposed to win.